Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumer spending rose for a second straight month in February. Spending increased by 0.2%, in line with market expectations after rising 1% in January. However, after adjusting for inflation, consumer spending in February fell by 0.2%. U.S. equity index futures were steady at lower levels after the data was released, while government bond prices held at higher levels, and the U.S. dollar was a little unchanged, although it has been rising in recent minutes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 7804 is down 119 points. The NASDAQ at 1558 is down 28. And the S&P 500 is at 818 and it is down 14 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend weather outlook is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And the weather across the U.S. is taking a turn for the worst after we saw nice warm-ups last week. We're seeing a return of cold conditions and blizzards affecting western portions of the Corn Belt. In fact, some snow may fall in eastern portions of the Corn Belt as we work through the weekend. And this is just the first of a procession of storms that will keep things excessively wet and expand possibly the flooding situation in many areas. Rain fell on southwestern and southeastern corners of the Corn Belt yesterday. Amounts ranged up to around a half inch from eastern Kansas into central Missouri and from northern and eastern Kentucky into the southeastern half of Ohio. The Midwest is expected to see at least three storm systems over the area in the next week. The first arriving today with the blizzard that's affecting the southwestern plains this morning. It'll weaken as it moves eastward. However, the storm could still bring as much as a foot of snow with some locally higher amounts in eastern Kansas in through Missouri. Precipitation from the same storm will bring widespread precipitation from Kansas and Missouri into Wisconsin and the eastern Corn Belt into Sunday. Two additional storm systems will bring light to moderate precipitation across the Midwest next week. Light showers expected April 3rd through the 5th. Flood conditions will improve throughout the central Midwest, while the situation in the Red River Basin to the north remains a serious concern. They have upped the crest expectations up to a record 43 feet. That's almost 3 feet higher than previous record of flooding on the Red River. The next significant storm system is expected towards the 7th of April, and that may renew some flooding expectations in the northwestern Corn Belt. Confidence is low in the placement of that next storm system, or the following storm system. But again, we will have an active weather pattern across a good portion of the corn and soybean belt for the next 10 days to 2 weeks. In the Delta in the southeast, rain was lighter in the Delta and portions of the southeast yesterday. Heaviest rain did fall from central and southern Louisiana into southern Alabama to northeastern Georgia. Amounts generally between a third and three-quarters of an inch, with local amounts up to an inch and three-quarters. Light rain fell from northern portions of South Carolina into Virginia, with just trace amounts up to two-thirds of an inch. Rain intensified overnight. Estimated amounts since about 6 o'clock last night were up to an inch, and again, locally heavier amounts from eastern Mississippi into Alabama. Another round of flooding rains is expected to affect the Delta today, while the southeastern states see additional heavy rainfall into Sunday morning. Two storm systems will bring precipitation to most locations next week before a period of mostly dry weather occurs in the following weekend. Fields will be too wet for work in most locations for at least the next week, maybe up to 10 days. Planting and replanting of summer crops may resume late in the first week of April. However, another storm system expected towards the end of the first week of April in the Delta and a couple days later in the southeast may cause additional setbacks to field work. It does look like, again, the expectations for that precipitation. But we may start to see the computer models backing off on the intensity of that a second follow-up system. In Argentina, weather conditions over the next 2 weeks will be favorable for the late double-crop soybeans and other late-season crops. Precipitation frequency not high enough to hurt the quality of unharvested crops or threaten any long delays in field work. And in Brazil, it looks like frequent rain will continue over the northern half of the Brazilian crop areas. Less frequent and less intensive rain may evolve during the remainder of next week and into the following weekend, but enough rain will continue to limit harvest progress at times. Southern Brazil, on the other hand, will experience a good mix of sunshine and shower activity to support the late-season crop development, crop maturation, and harvest progress. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola. Have a great weekend.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 556.5, down 3.5. Last trade down 5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 514, down 0.5. Last trade down 4.5. July 526.75, down 0.25. Last trade down 4.5. May corn opened at 390.5, down 0.25. Last trade down 1.75. July, $4.50, up 0.25. Last trade down 2. December, 422, down 3/4. Last trade down 1.75. May beans opened at 943, down 1. Last trade down 8. July, 939.25, down 1.25. Last trade down 7.5. November, 879.75, down 3/4. Last trade down 5.5. May soybean meal opened at 290.50, down 30. Last trade down 290. May soybean oil opened at 33.50, down 10. Last trade down 28. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get to the grain side of the equation, we do have a hogs and pigs report out this afternoon, and I'm wondering if the report will have any indications that producers have an inclination to increase their herd size the second half of the year.
Well, I think that, you know, increasing the herd size, I guess, is the biggest question that's probably out there. The one thing we do know is we're already increasing the meat supply because we're seeing heavier weights all the time. And so I think that when you look at the market, you can certainly see that the market is indicating that they believe they're going to increase the herd size. They've been pretty wicked and pretty tough on the hogs this week ahead of the report. So, buy the rumor, sell the fact. We'll find out when it actually shows up this afternoon.
Turn your attention to the grain side. What are you seeing there this morning?
Well, I think, the wild weather is certainly kind of putting a kink in everybody's thoughts. So, our whole attention has been on the acreage report and the grain stocks report that's coming in. Now we're starting to wonder just how much of an impact all of this crazy weather might have on the numbers that we're going to see on Tuesday. Those numbers are from earlier before all of this happened. China's been the big player overnight last night. First they came out and said that they were probably going to export some corn. Now they said they're not going to export any corn. They're going to be really careful. Came out and said their economy definitely looks like it's recovering. And then they turned around and said that they might release beans into the local market. The rumor yesterday was that they were going to release about 1,000 million metric tons. This morning it appears that that's about 500 million metric tons, in other words, half of what they thought. So the Argentinian strike is supposed to come to an end. I think that you could see it in the overnight. There's just a real lack of direction because there's so many things pulling at this market on all sides.
What do you make of the dollar rally this morning?
Well, anytime we see the dollar rally, I guess we have to believe that there's a couple different things going on. I wasn't surprised, to be honest with you, because we have been down on it. So, to see a Friday some profit taking wouldn't surprise me at all. But in general, I looked at something that they called the misery index. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. For the world, it's a look at what inflation is and where unemployment is. And when you look at the misery index compared to December, it has changed dramatically. Probably the most significant was 12.4 in China at the end of December, and it's 2.4 right now. So it's supposed to be a kind of an indicator on how people feel about the economy. So in general, it looks like the world seems to be much better, with the exception of the Netherlands. And so that's encouraging in itself.
You mentioned the planting intentions report and the quarterly grain stocks report on Tuesday. Average guess for corn is 84.548 million acres. Quarterly stocks, 7.003 billion bushels. Both those numbers, if they were to come to pass, would seem to be pretty bearish to me.
Well, they certainly would be. I don't think the grain stocks number is unexpected. I think that is probably generally dialed into the market, but I do think the acreage number would be. My understanding from the floor information is that they're trading more like an 82 to 83 million acre corn crop, and so I would definitely think that if we came in at 84.5 like the average guess, it wouldn't be pretty, at least for the first day.
And I guess that would mean that we wouldn't see any close at 4:30 and a quarter December anytime soon.
Yeah, probably not. I think that they would quickly take that away. And yet, that might be tempered by all of the weather that we've got going on. You know, I think the initial reaction would be very negative, and then they would go back and focus more on, boy, are we going to get all the acres we thought we were going to get?
What about prices today?
Well, for today, I'm going to call corn steady to down 1, beans just down 2 to 4, and wheat down 4 to 5, cattle steady to higher on all the snowstorms that we've got going on out in the plains, and hogs mixed, you know, ahead of the hog and pig report.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave. Have a great one.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.